Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone, we have Tim Houle. He is the county administrator for Crow Wing County in Minnesota, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You also are the chair of the board for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Should probably mention that as well. So this is the third and final segment of a three-part series talking about roads in rural Minnesota, how to fix them, how to build them out with the dwindling resources. And we talked so far about the local option sales tax that counties can use to put toward road repair and construction. We also talked about the motor vehicle excise tax and the gas tax and how the excise tax has kind of kept up with inflation, but certainly the gas tax has not, because cars are more efficient. They can go more miles on less gas, etc. So we have a revenue problem that is not really fully being addressed and is particularly onerous for counties that don't have centers of commerce where that local option sales tax might be helpful. So those counties, I'm curious, what do they do when the revenue does not equate to the needs they have for road repair and construction?
What you end up having is what would be called deferred maintenance. In other words, maintenance that should be occurring on the road that you are deferring because you don't have the resources necessary to do that. In Crow Wing County, for instance, we were accumulating deferred miles of road construction before we adopted the local option sales tax. And with the adoption of the local option sales tax, we have a plan, a 20-year plan now in place, that will get those deferred road miles down to zero where they should be. And what happens if you're accumulating the deferred miles, roads have a long, useful life. But they do have a useful life. And so what happens is you're living with a slowly but surely deteriorating quality of the ride and the road. And so over the course of time, a tough decision has to be made, not all at once, but road by road by road. And so it is something that develops very slowly, and therefore you can't fix it very quickly either. You can't afford to fix all of the deferred miles of road in 1 year. So you have to have a long-term plan to do that. And so in order to do that with roads, you need to have long-term funding strategies that will be sustainable and that will keep pace with the rising cost of inflation of building and maintaining roads.
Fascinating topic, and one that I'm sure is still going to be kicked around at the legislature the next go-around.
It has been for the last probably five sessions of the legislature, and disappointingly, they have not come up with a permanent long-term funding strategy. And in order to get this problem to have a long-term planned solution, it needs to be a long-term funding strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. Tim, always a pleasure.
Likewise, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity to be on.
Tim Houle is the Crow Wing County Administrator. He's also the chair of the board for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.